Hey there, once again, it's Forrest Arnold with Thriving Past 50, and I want to talk a little bit more about really how Thriving Past 50, how the project works, and how might it work for you. Again, the key thing is that we take a look honestly at where is our starting point with regard to our sense of vitality and health, our feeling of inspiration, our life purpose, meaningful work in the world, perhaps, our sense of financial stability and safety, and caring connections, our family and friends, and our creative life. What about all that? And how do we take a good, honest look at where we are starting in each of those areas and then map a course from here? Now, how does that work? It's part of the process to map small steps and stay in the game and appreciate who you are already in your life as a strength place to come from to make the choices that you would choose. You get to choose your next stage, your next priorities. That's the key point. And out of your own sense of that, then you ease in to the process of change and then level up with patience and with good support. Our system of tracking positive changes is really an important part of how it will work for you. And you'll find your own way to take a look at how to set those small steps in place, ease in, and then level up with patience. And you will decide what it is now time to do. There's things you've tried in the past that didn't work. I understand that one. And your style, how will I do, speaking for you, how will you do Thriving Past 50? How will this be a life changer for you in your style? Not my style, yours. Okay. And the daily pathways, we have a project and a program called the Ageless Path. It has a daily a theme for each day of the week. And it's a great way to remind ourselves about bringing balance and overall integration. And we have elements like partner practice with your spouse or with a chosen friend, or even with some kids. And it's the idea of continuing to practice these ideas of making positive changes and join discovery teams, be part of groups that are sharing what they are learning and use very clear ways to celebrate your progress. And that's how this works. We're going to have ways to celebrate, reflect on, and integrate the important learnings that you're getting. And again, setting step-by-step targets with timing as a goal. Now, these are not big goal-setting emergencies, but they're step-by-step targets that you can appreciate, you know you can do, and that you make the progress that is really right for you. Some of the ways we do this, we've got coming up in the early part of the year, a 7-day thriving practice challenge, the 7-day challenge. And also it's just about don't break the chain. Break through to new levels, but don't break the chain of positive change. You're going to help to make your home your learning academy and make where you are doing your inner work be a source of joy. And we've got some great projects that have to do with how do we build our vitality and build our sense of building friendships with others, and how kids can help adults thrive, and how we synergize together, all the kind of things that could come up as we make decisions to shift our mindset in these important ways. So I think those are a couple of key points to make. Let me add something too, is that what is it that'd be there for you if this works? Okay. And this is what I think is an important thing to consider. If Thriving Past 50 really takes off and really becomes part of what your aliveness is about, you're going to feel your aliveness and your vitality grow. You're going to get a sense of maybe you're going to live many longer lives, longer years of life. They do say that people who value the aging process actually can live 5 to 7 years longer and live happily. And I think that's a really important thing. Notice how your progress lifts others, because as you discover how friends can be such strong medicine, you are strong medicine to them. And you get the gift of caring when you give it to others. You get the gift of caring when you give it to others. So it's about maybe setting a new spark in your life, maybe resetting and rekindling an old spark that you've had. But that whole thing of how do we help each other thrive? And I think those are important elements to consider as we do the deeper work We talk about kindness. We talk about bringing kids into being kind, ourselves into being kind, and enjoying new friends and new levels of sharing values together that come from being a part of this Thriving Past 50 community. That's kind of the whole thing. You might even see yourself as being kind of a guide, inviting others to walk the path with you. So those are a couple of ideas on what's going on this incredible project. Love to have you join us, and I'll see you in the next video where we'll talk about keeping the momentum strong and keeping you right on track. Thanks very much.